Representatives of the North Star Borough, the cities of Fairbanks and North Pole, and community members are meeting regularly to iron out how local marijuana laws will dovetail with statewide regulations also under development. Borough Community Planning Director Christine Nelson is leading investigation of issues, including marijuana business licensing. Nelson contends state oversight of commercial marijuana won't be enough.
The state is spread very thin, and even though they will have personnel that deal with compliance and enforcement, most communities have found that they need it at the local level, too, to ensure that there's compatibility with the community standards.
Nelson is looking at how communities in lower 48 states where commercial marijuana is also legal have dealt with licensing. She lists controls that can be imposed through licensing, including facility security and product safety. Meanwhile, the borough also needs to decide on some basics, like how many licenses it'll issue.
Whether we have unlimited licenses for all the different kinds of businesses, cultivation, manufacturing, and retail, or whether we limit them by some methodology to not overwhelm community resources, governmental services, so the taxpayer is not paying additional money so that these licenses can be processed and compliance ensured.
If the number of borough commercial marijuana business licenses is limited, a point system or lottery could be used to determine who gets one. Borough Marijuana Working Group member and chair of the statewide Coalition for Responsible Cannabis Legislation, Frank Berardi, says he prefers an evaluation system.
Because people who maybe aren't involved in cannabis or don't understand intimately the nature of cannabis could foreseeably be a business owner over somebody who is a professional cannabis grower or retailer.
Berardi downplays fears that the market could be monopolized by large outside businesses.
If you look at the market cap of these companies, they're all extremely small, at least when you consider other big corporations like big alcohol, big tobacco, big oil. It's just nothing similar.
Berardi expresses optimism about a marijuana business zoning ordinance already being considered by the Borough Assembly. The proposed law forwarded by Mayor Luke Hopkins lines out where various types of marijuana operations can locate and provides setbacks from other facilities like schools. Regulation of marijuana will add additional responsibility at the borough level, the cost of which Hopkins says could be covered by zoning and licensing fees and other revenue-generating measures.
The Assembly is considering a sales tax to put to the voters along the same way the Fairbanks City Council is. So I suspect that that will pass to be put before the voters on October 6th.
The statewide marijuana legalization initiative approved by Alaska voters last fall gives municipalities the power to locally regulate cannabis businesses. Local governments are waiting for the state to finalize its own marijuana regulations. A representative of Alaska's statewide marijuana control board is scheduled to present to the Borough Assembly Thursday. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.